Okay, go ahead, Eddie, and talk about friends.
Okay, John Dorsey, we come back on a boat together from Italy, and then we spent time together down in R&R down in Miami and then over at Ellington Field, and he decided to go on pilot training. I think he got through the first phase of it, and it was a basic, and I think they wanted him to sign up for so long if he stayed in and finished his pilot training, and he decided he didn't want to do it, so he came out, and they became an electrical engineer, and he lives right in the same area with me, and we've been friends ever since. But he tells me that he went on a couple of missions where they bombed the place and then they landed in Russia.
And
he told me the experiences about Russia, what they had there, how they just moved in with the people. They didn't have barracks or anything, and just moved in with the people. And about their runways were just big dirt areas they leveled off. And then they'd drop another load of bombs, they'd load up again and drop another, and they did this a couple of times. And like I say, we've been friends ever since. And he was B-17 up at Fuji.
So you met him on the boat back or before that?
I was at the same place as he was several times and didn't even know who he was. And when we got over to Naples, and I'm looking at the list there, and here I see this guy's name on the list there. And then we became acquainted on the boat, and from then on, in fact, down in Houston, I got him a place to live. They didn't have any place on the base. In his place where we were living, I got him a place next door. So we were with him and all that time, so we're still friends now to this day. But except most of the people, I don't think I kept in contact with them. A funny thing with Jasper is that...
And you said he was a flight engineer?
He was a flight engineer. I think he had two flight engineers on the crew, Magna and Jasper. And well, Jasper was like assistant flight engineer. And I lost track of him completely. And one day I get a call here at home, and he said that he's in this area, he and his wife, and they were traveling somewhere. And he said he remembered that I was from this area, so he called me. And we got together and we went out, and he wanted to know about certain things. He said, never been this part of the country, and I was telling him where to go. In fact, I told him, did you ever have a White Castle hamburger up in Dayton? He tried it. He thought they were good. And he was looking for White Castle places all the way down where he's going down through Tennessee.
He must like greasy hamburgers.
Yeah, I guess. So anyway, he gives me his address and everything. Well, here, as it turns out, my son Eddie, who's up in Schenectady at the time, and now up a little farther north up at Burn Hills, he's only 15 miles away from Jasper. So every year when we would go up to visit Eddie, we would also go see Jasper, and we'd spend a couple days together.
Great.
So I got to see him quite a few times. He was born in that area and went back there, and he's still there.
So you must have flown quite a few missions with Jasper.
Oh, yeah, up until the time that, and they took him off of that thing too, that plasty thing. I don't know why they did it, but they did, you know. I should have asked somebody that knew, but never even thought of it at the time. All I know, I raised hell about it, but it didn't do any good.
Well, were scheduling changes pretty frequent during missions?
I don't think they were too often. I don't think they were too often.
Okay.
But they would just put that up on the mess hall down there every day. You'd get down there and you'd have them up for the next day.
Okay.
Who was flying on a mission?
Getting back to Manduria, when you were there, were you able to have very much contact with family back home, as far as I know, probably just by letters?
Oh, I did.
Was it pretty frequent? Was it interrupted, or could you depend on mail?
Yeah.
Going both ways?
Yeah, well, I wrote all pretty often, and the wife wrote, and she kept me up to date on what was going on. And I don't know where I should tell this story or not.
It's up to you, Ed.
My wife was pretty sharp. She wanted to know where I was going. I says, I'll tell you what I'll do. She had some maps. She helped me when I was going through navigation school.